This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine pledged on Monday to bolster its defenses and frontline Bakhmut after reports that Kyiv was withdrawing from the city that's become a symbolic prize in the war. The eastern Ukrainian city has been virtually flattened in what has become the longest and bloodiest battle since Russia's more than year-long invasion. Meanwhile, the governor of northern Ukraine's Kharkiv province says Russian shelling has destroyed five homes and killed one person in a town about 30 kilometers from the Russian border. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with European Parliament President Roberta Metsola and outlined his goals as he spent much of the weekend shoring up support from allies. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says there would be consequences if China sends weapons to Russia for Moscow's war in Ukraine, but he's fairly optimistic that Beijing will refrain from doing so. Scholz's comments came in an interview with CNN aired Sunday. Negotiators from more than 100 countries completed a UN treaty late on Saturday aimed at protecting the high seas, a long-awaited step environmental groups say will help reverse marine biodiversity loss. Here's Reuters correspondent David Doyle.
The legally binding pact to conserve and ensure the sustainable use of ocean biodiversity has been under discussion for 15 years.
Good evening-ish.
This is UN Conference President Rina Lee at the end of a marathon day of talks.
The ship has reached the shore.
The treaty is seen as a crucial component in global efforts to bring 30% of the world's land and sea under protection by the end of the decade. Very little of the high seas, which are outside national jurisdictions, are subject to any protection.
This is VOA News. Violent protests erupted in Athens, Greece, Sunday as thousands of people took to the streets to demand answers from the government about the train collision that left 57 people dead, scores injured, and an undisclosed number missing last week. VOA's Anthi Karasava reports.
The violent protest in Athens, though, was not the only one. In the northern Greek city of Larissa, not far from the site of the crash, demonstrators targeted the state railways company and the station where a train master authorized the conductor of a freight train to remain on the same track as a passenger train. On Sunday, the 59-year-old station master appeared before a prosecutor to be formally charged with negligent manslaughter. Anthi Karasava for VOA News, Athens.
Iran's supreme leader says that if a series of suspected poisonings at girls' schools are proven to be deliberate, the culprits should be sentenced to death for committing an unforgivable crime. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Monday's remarks were the first time Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who has the final say in all matters of state, has spoken publicly about the suspected poisonings. The incidents began late last year and have reportedly sickened hundreds of children. Iranian officials only acknowledged them in recent weeks and have provided no details on who may be behind the attacks or what chemicals, if any, have been used. Unlike neighboring Afghanistan, Iran has no history of religious extremists targeting women's education. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A residential building that was damaged during the February 6th earthquake in Turkey collapsed Monday during a controlled demolition. 1 month later, heavy machines are dotted around the area to demolish buildings damaged by the powerful quake. A total of at least 52,000 people have been confirmed dead from earthquakes in Turkey and nearby Syria. Saudi Arabia said Monday it was depositing $5 billion in Turkey's central bank, a potentially major boost as the country grapples with damage from last month's earthquake and inflation ahead of presidential elections. The Saudi government said in a statement the decision will shore up Turkey's foreign reserves and help it combat inflation. A landslide caused by torrential rain killed at least 11 people and left dozens of others missing in an island in Indonesia's remote Natuna Regency Monday, disaster officials said. Rescuers and authorities fear the death toll will rise. Diane Roberts.